The light faded, slow and steady, as the sun slipped toward the horizon. Liam stood in the open doorway of his hut. He breathed in deep. The rough sweetness of wood smoke drifted in the evening air, cool and sharp. The breeze set the leaves whispering and tossed his raven black hair. Liam closed his eyes and let out a low sigh. Tonight's the night. Liam, don't forget your dinner, his mother called. He paused, turning back. His mother stood in the doorway behind him, her hands holding out a small sack. She was stout yet quick, and her smile was warm as a freshly baked roll. Liam stepped forward, took the sack, and planted a kiss on her rounded cheek. Thank you, mother. You're the best, he said. And then he was gone, walking through the door, the promise of his mother's dinner swinging at his side. Be careful, she called out, her voice sharp as flint. Stay alert. Watch out for elves. Finally, it's my turn to keep watch and protect my village. He had dreamed of this moment ever since he was a child. It always seemed ordinary to most, just another chore, but he didn't care. He longed for the patrols, the quiet of them, and the possibility tucked in every shadowed corner. What would he find? The night was when strange creatures came out. The interesting ones. The ones he'd imagined since he was small. Maybe I would see some dancing lights, just like Father always said he did. Or maybe if I got truly lucky, I'd spot a rare owlbear, or even have to fight off some elves. Liam shook his head. Like anything like that would happen to boring old me, Liam whispered to himself. He kept walking, boots brushing the path clear of fallen leaves, and soon the last huts of the village slipped behind him. The world ahead was a quiet edge, dusk gathering at the borders. Liam, the call drifted in from the west, low and familiar. A man strode forward, taller than Liam by a head, moving with purpose. His hair was more gray than black now, but the blue of his eyes was the same clear, cutting shade as Liam's own. Father, Liam said, flinging his arms around him. His father's hands were rough as always, strong, and he ruffled Liam's hair so that it stuck up in a wild, crow-feathered mess. Are you ready for your first watch, kid? His father asked, still mussing his hair. Yes, of course, father. Liam ducked away, cheeks warm, and tried smoothing down the wayward strands with both his hands. His father chuckled, eyes glinting almost silver in the moonlight. Well, it looks like it's going to be a quiet night. The moon is full, so there will be plenty of light. You should be able to see anything that approaches, he said, voice low and steady, the way it always was when he spoke of the patrols. Liam straightened his back and nodded, heart thumping. If anything stirred out there tonight, he would see it. His father gripped Liam's shoulders. Good luck and don't go wandering off too far from the village. I'll see you and mother in the morning, Liam promised. He hugged his father once more and set off toward the edge of the forest. A short walk brought him to a squat stump. Liam sat. The darkness pressed in from all sides. He started his watch by circling the clearing, peering between trunks, glancing over his shoulder, always scribbling in a logbook. Every little noise set him on edge. He'd tense, hand flying to his sword, only to catch a glimpse of a squirrel racing up a tree or a bird fluttering overhead. Time dragged. The pages of the logbook slowly filled, but the more he wrote, the heavier his eyelids grew. Eventually, he abandoned the record-keeping and scrawled in the margins instead. That, too, soon lost its luster. He closed the book. Looking skyward, Liam watched the moon climb until it was high above the treetops, silent, pale, and relentless. Midnight. He got to his feet and started pushing further into the forest, boots squelching in the moss and the hush of green all around. Liam wanted something to happen. He listened, eyes scanning the shifting shadows, hungry for any movement or sound, any sign that the forest might offer up a story worth telling. The thought of coming home empty-handed, with nothing but silence and leaves, gnawed at him. Maybe if I have a real story, I'll fit in with the other boys. They always saw him as different, the one who drew pictures, who made up tales. The others, they liked to spar, to swing sticks like swords, to brag about bruises. Not Liam. But if I could just tell them how I fought off something that threatened the village, then maybe they'd listen for once. I could be the hero, at least for a little while. Branches creaked overhead. Liam stepped deeper, hoping the woods would give him his chance. Liam lost track of time and distance, wandering beneath the forest's shadowy boughs. The world felt dim and muffled. His eyelids drooped, heavy as stones, and each step dragged at him as if mud clung to his boots. He peered upward, searching for the glow of the moon, but it had already slipped past the tangle of treetops, not even a shard of silver between the leaves. Must be nearly morning, he thought, though the idea barely roused him.